And so hello to everyone. How's everyone doing?
就要向各位弟兄姐妹大家问安，大家好吗？
Okay, it's good to see all of you again, and it's a joy to be together in the house of our God.
很高兴再见到大家，能够在神的家里面来一起聚会，实在是一件很美好的事情。
Okay, there's so much to share today, and I'll try to arrange some things so that you can get maximum benefit.
Yeah. 今天我想要分享的事情很多，所以我要安排的好好的，以便让你们可以能够得到最大的益处。
And I learned something from Pastor Calvin back in Canada that before he preaches, sometimes he would give a sharing to encourage everyone.
我从陈少华牧师那里学到了一些很珍贵的功课。我发现每一次他讲道前，他都会分享一些小故事来鼓励大家。
Okay, so what I'm sharing right now is something unexpected.
那么现在我要分享的是一件你们所意料不到的事情。
I'll try to make it as short as possible.
我要尽量把它缩短一点。
So right now we're staying at Grace and Albert's place.
现在我们住在 Albert 和 Grace 的家里。
They're so kind to give us their bedroom and their study room, so we're staying there right now, very comfortable.
他们很慷慨的让我们住在他们的卧室跟他们的书房里面。
So last night around 1 o'clock, I was wondering why there's a lot of flashing lights on the street.
那么昨晚大概是凌晨一点多钟的时候，忽然我发现为什么街道上有很多灯光，还有很吵啊。
And then I saw from a distance on the same street that there was a big ambulance.
那么我就看到远远的看到在街道上有一部救护车。
So I tried to go back to sleep, and so I slept a little bit.
那么我还是不管它了，我就在睡，那么我睡了一会儿。
And then there was a big knock.
那么跟着就有人来敲门。
So I ignored it. I thought it was some kind of rapping next door. I don't know.
那么我不管它，我以为是人家弄错了。
Then there's.
但是跟着还是悄悄的更凶。
So I went downstairs without my glasses. I don't know what was happening. So I just walked to the door, and then there's.
那么我就走下去了，我也没有戴上眼镜，所以我都不清楚是发生了什么事情。但是那个敲门就越来越急了。
And then so this is police.
原来是警察。
And then I grabbed my keys. I was walking in the dark and without my glasses.
那么我就立刻去找钥匙。那么而且那时候是一片黑漆黑的，而且还加上我没有戴眼镜。
And I was still very drowsy.
那我还是很困。
So I had trouble opening the door with the key. Was it this way or lifted up? I wasn't sure.
那么我拿着钥匙都打不开门来。
And then Grace woke up too.
那么跟着 Grace 也起来了。
And then the police said, "Is that your car?" And I said, "And then I didn't have a car, of course." And then I looked at Grace.
那么警察就问，那是不是你的车子？当然我没有车子。那么我就望着 Grace.
And then maybe can I ask Grace to come up and maybe you share in English and 普通话。
那么现在请 Grace 上来，她
会
分享一下的事情，她亲口来分享一下的事情。
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Bentley. So basically, I woke up because I heard noise and, like, you know, that knocking. But what happened was previously, because of the letterbox in our place, the flap it keeps banging and it sounded like knocking. So I ignored it as well. I went back to sleep, but it just kept, you know, becoming louder and louder. And yeah, as I went out, I thought, how come Pastor Bentley would open a door in the middle of the night to a stranger? That might be dangerous. What if it's someone drunk or, you know, some bad guys? So, 所以我就是因为我家那个门本来有一个放信的地方，那之前因为它有点坏了，所以经常我会以为，我跟 Albert 以为有人敲门，但是每次出去没人，原来是那个盖子常常打到那个门嘛，所以我昨天最初也以为只是因为那个事情，后面看到警察来了， 然后后面因为听到那个敲门声，我就听到怎么牧师会去开门呢，我就想着很危险，我赶紧就起来了，我就想说不要开门吧，如果是坏人或者醉酒的怎么办。 And then the police said, Oh, is that silver car? Did you park your car down the road? Do you own that silver car? And I was like, what happened?他就问我，你是不是那辆银色车子的车主？你是不是停在那个路远一点 ？And what happened was because these few days in my street all the cars were parked fully, so I had to park very far away. And basically, to cut a long story short, he said a car crashed into a house, and I was like, what happened? I thought he meant the car crashed into my car as well.But then when he saw that I was so nervous, he said, your car is okay, I think. 那他就跟我说有一辆车子撞到一家房子去了，然后我就以为他跟我说他那辆车撞到我的车，我当然很担心，然后他看到我这么紧张，他就说不过你放心，你的车好像没事。然后他说 Now what I need you to do is can you please like move away your car so that you know first you can take a look and make sure it's okay and then also another the tow how do you say it tow 车
tow the car
yeah to tow the car away so Pastor Bentley and I went out to take a look 那警察就说你可不可以把你的车挪开一点，因为第一你可以检查清楚你的车有没有事，我们看是好像没事。另外呢，就是因为要拖车把那辆出事的车拿走。So when we went, it was, I said immediately, I said, it's a miracle, 是一个神迹，一个奇迹来的。然后牧师就会给你们看到，当时这辆车就撞到这个房子，把那个砖的墙都给撞烂了。So what happened? This car, crashed into this house, and the bricks were all crumbled and.It's very close, and the police said, I don't know how it managed to miss your car. 警察都说，我不敢相信他怎么可能避过你的车而没有撞到呢？ And from the back, it's even closer, because I looked from the front, I thought, yeah, it's close enough, but today when Pastor Bentley showed me the photo, I noticed how close, it's like really, really close, and I mean, with my parking skill, I don't think I can park that straight.And you know who drove the car? Two drunk girls. So who were in the car? So for a drunk person to park like so straight, right next to my car without hitting or scratching my car, that's impossible. 所以发生什么事就是有两个，好像是两个年轻的女子，她们可能醉酒，不知道她怎么开到这儿。然后今天我们去证明就是当时出事就是这个地方。So 这里其实还有一条 gas pipe.所以如果撞到其实不知道会发生什么事，会不会爆炸呢？里面住了一家五口，三个孩子。 So actually there's a gas pipe right there, and I can't imagine what happened if it crashed into that, and if there's explosion, there's actually a family of five living in there, three children. So yeah, to me, like I was in awe, and I was so thankful, so grateful to God. 我真的很赞叹神的怜悯，他的大能。Because recently I've been really busy, I have to drive all the time, and I can't imagine what I'll do without the car. 因为最近比较忙，我每天都要开车出门，我不能想象如果我的车出了事情，我该怎么办。And I don't have the energy to deal with all these complications. 我当然也没有这个精力去处理这么多的麻烦。但是我觉得真的很感恩，就是警察都说了，他说，真的难以相信，可以这样都不会撞到你的车。所以他也跟着我说 it's a miracle. So in the photos, I think the police was smiling. Like, and also, when he asked me to move my car, I was still in shock. And because it's so close,
smiling.
Yeah, you can notice he's smiling when he was helping me to move my car. He's a very friendly guy. 很友善的一个警察，令我感觉很舒服。Basically, 他叫我挪开我的车的时候，我因为还是挺震惊的。然后我看到那个车这么近，我就想我不要弄砸了。本来没事，如果自己刮到，那不就是不行吗？所以我就很害怕。我跟他说 ，I can't do it with my skill. I dare not move it. 然后那个警察就 offer 嘛 ，he offered to me like, do you want me to do it? I said yes, please. 所以警察就很好了，他知道我很害怕，也那个技术不行，他就说你要不要我帮你把车挪开？然后他就帮我把车停到另外一边。So yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that sharing was totally unexpected. Okay. Okay, today we thank our Father for his encouragement so that the Grace car was not damaged and supposed to be all crushed, you know. So we thank our Father.
今天我们实在要感谢我们的在天上的父亲，因为是借着他的恩典，Grace 的车子没有问题，不然的话他的车子一定会砸得粉碎了。
So it's a good preface to our message today.
这就是也是我们今天这个信息的一个很好的这个开端。
So before we go to God's word, let us pray together.
现在让我们一起来祷告。
Oh, dear Father, Yahweh, our God.
我们亲爱的亚伟父神，我们的神。
We know that you're a loving God.
我们知道你是一个慈爱的神。
We pray that every one of us here will know you as the living God.
我们但愿这里每一个人都能够认识你，你是一个充满了爱的神。
And we pray for your work in our hearts today.
恳求你今天在我们的心里面动工。
We pray that your word will bring fruit in our lives.
我们但愿你的话语能够在我们的心里结出果子来。
We commit everyone into your loving care.
我们要把这里每一个人都交托在你慈爱的手里。
And we thank you most of all for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们特别要感谢的是我们的主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
So last week we talked about Yahweh and the name of Yahweh.
上个星期我们讲了关于Yahweh还有Yahweh的名字。
And today we'll be talking about the relationship between Yahweh, God, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
今天我们要讲的是关于Yahweh神和他的儿子神的儿子耶稣基督之间的关系。
So basically the connection between God and Son of God.
主要就是神与神的儿子之间的关系。
I will split today's message into two parts, this Sunday and next Sunday.
我要把今天这个信息分成两段，一段就是今天讲的，另外下一段就是下个星期的。
At first I wanted to put everything into one message, but I don't think that would be spiritually beneficial.
本来我想把所有的都放在一个信息里面，但是后来我发现这样好像不大好。对属灵方面没不大好。
So with the extra time, I want to show you some photos of the Montreal Church.
那么还有一些，如果还有时间的话，我将会让你们看一下关于蒙特利尔教会的照片。
Not only for you to see a sister church in Montreal, but also so that you can see that there's a connection to biblical monotheism.
不单单是让你们看到我们的这个姊妹教会的情况，而且还要看它关于这个教会与圣经与神论的关系。
I'm not the pastor of the Montreal Church. Pastor Boo is the pastor.
首先我要说，我不是蒙特利尔教会的牧师，是陈瑞武牧师，他是牧会，他是那个教会的牧师。
Our main ministry is not the Montreal Church, though we help out in Montreal Church in a limited way. For example, I would preach whenever Pastor Boo is away from Montreal.
我的主要的侍奉不是蒙特利尔教会，虽然我们的侍奉只是很有限的，不过主要就是当陈瑞武牧师不在蒙特利尔的时候，那么我就讲到。
And here's a group picture.
这里是一个蒙特利尔教会的团体照片。
It was taken impromptu for a Christmas card.
拍这个教会没有预先安排的，只是临时安排，为了要拍一张照片做那个圣诞卡。
And here's a picture of Sister Marilyn, who's a retired nurse, and Lu Bo Mu, who's the mother of William Low, the elder of the Montreal Church.
这里是Marilyn Crook 姐妹，她是一位退休的护士。另外呢，就是William 长老的母亲卢伯母。
She's a convinced monotheist, and she knows that the Bible does not support Trinitarianism.
Marilyn 姊妹她是一个有很坚信的确信的一神论者，她明白圣经并没有教导三位一体论。
And here's a Bruce Lyon, who lives in Ottawa, not in Montreal, but he visits our church once in a while.
这位弟兄他的名字是 Bruce Lyon, 他并不住在蒙特利尔，他是住在渥太华的，但是偶尔他会来蒙特利尔探访我们教会。Okay, I can see it.
Okay, so he introduced us to a French-Canadian family, the Parent family.
他介绍我们认识了一个法裔加拿大人的家庭，就是那个叫做 Parent family 家庭的人。
So here's the father, Jean-Philippe, the father, John-Philippe, and Mary Ellen, Helen, his younger daughter.
这就是那个家庭的父亲 Jean-Philippe Parent, 还有他的小女儿 Mary Ellen.
And they are convinced monotheists. Even the daughter, the young daughter, is a convinced monotheist.
他们都确信一神论尤其是特别是那个小女儿这个 Mary Ellen 她都是一个很确信的很坚定的一神论者。
And here's one of the dinner tables at our monthly dinner.
这里是我们 每月一次 的教会晚餐的桌子上所拍的一张照片。
So we have Jean-Philippe and his wife Josiane.
那就是 Jean-Philippe 还有跟他的妻子 Josiane.
And then the elder daughter Corinne.
那就是他的大女儿 Corinne.
And they speak fluent French and English.
他们都说流利的英语和法语。
And here is Sister Helen, the wife of Pastor Calvin.
另外那个就是 Helen 师母，就是陈少华牧师的太太。
And here is a brother Adeola from Nigeria.
这位弟兄他就是从尼日利亚来的一位弟兄，他的名字叫做 Adeola。
He lives in Ottawa, but he comes along quite often with Bruce to our church.
他也住在渥太华，但是偶尔他会跟着Bruce Lyon 一起来探访我们。
And here's a real princess, a princess from Nigeria. She's studying, I don't remember studying in Ottawa, I'm not sure, but she's a real princess from Nigeria.
另外那一位呢，就是她是一个真正的尼日利亚的公主哈。我不大清楚他是否在渥太华念书，不过偶尔他也会来探访我们教会的。
Now there you would see another person. I don't know if that's the brother of the princess, so I suppose he's the prince. He's a prince in Nigeria.
另外一位弟兄呢，他就是那位公主 的哥哥，我想他也应该是那个王子了，就尼日利亚的王子。
But somehow I never called him Your Majesty.
但是我们从来都不用那个皇家的礼仪来跟他们打招呼的。
And then you see at the back Pastors Boo and Calvin.
那么就是在那个桌子的另一端，你看就是那个陈瑞武牧师，还有陈少华牧师。
And then Pastor Boo's wife Elizabeth in front over here.
另外呢，那个穿粉红色的衣服的那个就是陈瑞武牧师的太太Elizabeth.
Now here is who can read this in French?
这里就是法文的你们有哪一位懂得法文？
So it's the only true God.
那就是独一的真神。
And here is a close-up of the words.
Yeah.现在你们可以看得清楚一点了，放大一点。
And the reason why we're going to be having a French edition is because Jean-Philippe volunteered to translate the book from English to French.
我们快要出版一本法文版的独一真神，那是因为那位弟兄那位法裔加拿大人弟兄Jean-Philippe 他自愿替我们把那本书翻译成法文。
So he asked me to go through the book to see if the translation is accurate.
他就请我阅读一遍，看看那个翻译的是不是准确。
So I read through it once, and then I found that his translation is very accurate.
妈妈，我也看过了一遍，我发现他的翻译很好，很准确。
But my French is not good enough to edit his writing style, but at least I can understand it.
但是我的法文不足够来修改他的文体哈，但是我能够看得懂他翻译的很准确。
So that's so much for the Montreal Church.
那就是关于蒙特利教会的一切。
So last week I shared about the woman who heard the voice of God who revealed to her that his name is Yahweh.
上个星期我说到一位妇女，她就是她能够得到神的启示，神启示给她，给她知道神的名，她的名字就是 Yahweh.
So we see here the name Yahweh in three languages.
这里我们看到 Yahweh 这个名字呢，用三种文字来写出来的。
So first we have the word Yahweh in Hebrew, and then in English, and then in Chinese.
首先第一行呢就是希伯来文，那么第二行呢就是英文，英文的的音译，那么第三行呢就是中文 Yahweh.
So last week I gave a sharing about a woman in China who was about to commit suicide, and then God spoke to her, revealing to her that his name is Yahweh.
上个星期我说到有一位在中国的妇女在她正在想要自杀的时候，那么神就向她启示，向她启示告诉她她的名字是亚伟。
And then God explained that his name to her in Chinese as Wen Ya, 伟大。
那么神还向她解释她的名字亚伟的意义，就是问亚伟大。
I won't repeat the story, but if you want to listen to the story, you can download the MP3 file from the website, Liverpool Church website.
今天我不会再重复那个故事了。如果你要听的话，你可以去利物浦教会那个网站去下载那个 MP3 来听。
I first heard the story from Pastor Chris, who visited the Montreal Church.
我第一次听到这个故事的是从陈佩基牧师他来蒙特利尔教会探访的时候，他讲了这个故事。
Pastor Chris had personally visited the church where the woman was baptized.
陈佩基牧师他亲自探访了那个教会，而那个妇女就是在那个教会受洗的。
So Chris' father, Pastor Andrew, has the full story about this woman.
而陈佩基牧师的父亲陈永雄牧师，他知道的最清楚了关于这位妇女的故事，他最知道的最详细。
And before coming to Liverpool, I had confirmed with the two of them the details of the story.
那么来利物浦之前呢，我请教了这两位牧师关于这个故事的一切的详细的细节。
I will give three brief comments about this to give you a fuller picture.
那么我就是很简单的讲到三点，那么让今天再补充三点，让你们可以把这个故事的看得更清楚。
Firstly, as I did not make clear, this woman was not born in that city. She was born in a village.
首先呢，我上个星期没有说明，这位妇女呢，她不是在那个城市出生的，她是在一个小村庄里面出生的。
Secondly, she was 17 years old when she heard the voice of God, and so this happened 15 years ago, which means she's in her early 30s now.
第二点呢，就是当她第一次听到神的声音的时候呢，那时候她她17岁，那么那是15年以前呢，所以说今天呢，她应该是30多岁了。
Now, thirdly, she heard God's voice a few years before Pastor Eric arrived at biblical monotheism.
而第三点呢，就是她听到神的声音，神的声音向她启示她的名字的时候呢，是在那时候张西和牧师还没有开始教导关于圣经一神论。
The name that was revealed to the woman was Yahweh, which is exactly the name that Pastor Eric arrived at many years later, or several years later.
而神告诉他，他的名字是亚维，而几年若干年后呢，就是张西和牧师也是亲自就能够决定了，就是应该用亚维这个来翻译那个希伯来文。
So Pastor Eric arrived at the name Yahweh, a name which matches the Hebrew pronunciation and is also very rich in meaning.
张西和牧师决定用亚维呢来翻译希伯来文的亚维呢不单是在那个翻译方面很贴切很准确，而且呢意义是很丰富的。
So the chronology is important because it means that God had chosen the name Yahweh in Chinese before Pastor Eric had arrived at that name.
这个次序是很重要的，那是因为那是神启示他的名字亚维呢，比詹姆士决定使用亚维来翻译这个希伯来文呢，是更早了好几年呢。
So it means that Pastor Eric was sensitive to the mind of God, as would be expected from a man of God.
那就是说呢，詹西和牧师他是很敏感神的带领的，敏感神的心意的，但也是神人的一个特征。
I heard that someone upon listening to this story was amazed that God still speaks to people just like in the Bible.
我就听有就啊听说哈啊有人听了这个故事后，他就也就觉得呢啊到了今天呢，神还是真的像人说话的，正如圣经所记载的一样。
God still speaks to us today, mainly through the Word of God, but occasionally through an audible voice.
今天神还是继续向我们讲话哈啊，主要是借着他的话语，但偶尔他也会用那个一个声音来向我们说话的。
Now, Pastor Eric, in his testimony, shared about how God spoke to him.
江西和牧师在他的见证里面，他也说了神怎样向他说话。
And here's a verse from Isaiah 30:21.
这就是从以赛亚书的一段经文。
And these are the words of Yahweh, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
这是以赛亚书第30:21，你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
So there are three aspects to this verse, very briefly.
这一句经文里面有三点，我就是很简单的说一遍。
Firstly, from verse 18, we know that these are the words of Yahweh.
首先呢，就是从十八节哈，就是以赛亚书30:18那里呢，我们看到呢，这是亚伟的声音。
Secondly, he speaks to you in a voice that is behind you.
第二点呢，就是神呢向你说话的时候呢，他是在你后面一个你可以听得到的声音来向你说话。
He guides you to the right way, whether it is to the left or to the right.
他带领你呢，或向左或向右，他带领你走的是正路。
And sometimes this would be what we can call a binary decision, yes or no, this way or that way.
而这样的带领呢，就是有时候我们要称为两者择其一的一种决定啊。
Actually, in October 1985, I experienced this personally.
其实在1985年的十月，我亲身经历了这样的经历。
I do feel a reluctance to talk about this because I really don't like to talk about myself in public.
其实我不大想说到关于这一点，因为我的个性我不喜欢在众人面前说到我自己。
That's why my Facebook account has my nickname and it has a picture of my dog long time ago.
所以啊，我的 Facebook 那里呢，只我用的不是我的真名，只是我的别名，而那个照片呢，就是我以前养的一条狗。
But I am also concerned about the effect on my listeners.
但是呢，我同时我也很关心我的听众他们的得意。
Many years ago, I shared this experience.To some people in the church, and then there was one person who was crying for a couple of days, asking God to speak.
那么很多年前呢，我在教会里分享这个故事。那么其中有一位有一个人呢，在听众里面有一个，其中有一个人，他听了以后呢，他回家就哭了好几天，因为他一再恳求神向他说话。
But I will share the story because it is relevant to our message today in regard to hearing the voice of God.
但是我今天还是分享这个故事，因为呢这个故事对于我们所要讲的信息是很有关的。
It's amazing that the two songs that we heard today, that we sang today, are directly relevant to my message today.
就是很奇妙的，就是今天我们所唱的那两首歌呢，都是与我要说的这个分享这个信息有关的。
So it's regarding hearing the voice of God, Ching Ching Ting, and then, of course, Thy word is a lamp to my feet.
Yeah.就是说到神的声音我们要轻轻听，而且又说到神的话就是我们脚前的灯。
So we thank Oliver Shimu for sharing the two songs of us.
所以我们感谢Oliver Shimu跟我们分享这两首歌。
And of course Eric too, and the way you play the guitar, you know, I noticed something that when I listen to your guitar playing, I hear two instruments. One of them is a strumming and the other one is a tune, a melody on top of it. So amazing.
Yeah.也特别要感谢 Eric 替我们弹那个吉他，我发现当我听那个吉他的时候，我听到好像有两种乐器。
And then after completing my studies in 1982, I have since worked in three engineering jobs.
1982年我毕业之后呢，我就开始工作，我一工作在三家不同的工程公司里面工作过。
For each job, without exception, God will always give me a confirmation before I would go on to the job, the next job.
Yeah. 每一份工作呢，都每一份工作，神都给我那个很清楚的带领，让我。
In 1985, when I was working my second job in Toronto.
1985年，当我做我第二份工作，在多伦多做第二份工作的时候。
Well, let's see the job.It's a nice job, but it was not really good for my spiritual welfare.
那份工作是很好的，不过呢，对于我的属灵生命呢，就有影响了。
To make a long story short, I started looking for another job, and then I finally got a job offer.
那么我就开始要找另外一份工作了，那么不久我就找到另外一份工作。
At the time, it was easier to find a job than today.
那时候呢，就比今天呢容易找到工作。
I told my supervisor about resigning from my job, and he begged me not to leave.
那么我就告诉我的上司说我要辞职了，但是他就恳求我不要走。
And then his reaction shocked me because he even cried. I was shocked.
他的反应使得我很惊讶，他甚至哭了起来。
And then his director actually told me not to leave.
而且呢，他的那位主任呢，就告诉我，请我不要走。
Now I didn't want to hurt these people, so that was an inner struggle in me.
那么我不想伤害这些人，那么所以我心里就有这个挣扎。
On the one hand, I strongly felt that God wanted me to move to a different company, but on the other hand, I didn't want to hurt these people.
那一方面，我觉得神是很清楚的带领我要去另外一家公司，但是另一方面呢，我又不想伤害这些人。
So for a couple of weeks, I asked God again and again whether to stay or to leave.
所以有几个星期呢，我一再询问神，我应不应该离开呢？
So as I was washing the dishes one day, I asked God, so for 2 weeks, I asked God again and again and again, whether to leave or to stay.
那么有两个星期那么久，这久呢，我一再的询问神，我应不应该走呢？应不应该走呢？
And then one day as I was washing dishes, I asked God one last time, the same question.
那么有一天呢，我正在洗碗的时候，晚饭后在洗碗的时候，我又再问神这个问题，我应不应该走呢？
And then I heard, a clear message right at my right ear, do not please men.
那么我就很清楚地听到一个很清晰的声音在我的右耳那边对我说不要讨人的喜悦。
The words came behind me or beside me at my right ear. At my right ear. Behind me or beside me.
那些话语呢是在我的旁边，在我的后面而来的。
It was spoken in English, so which means that God will speak to you in your main language.
那个声音呢是用英语来讲的，那就表示说神呢会用你最熟悉的语言来向你说话的。
A few minutes later, the same message came to me: "Do not please men."
那么几分钟之后呢，又来了那个声音，又再一次说：“不要讨人的喜悦。”
So 2 hours later, I told Sylvia that God had told me, do not please men. What do you think it means?
那么大概两个钟头后，他就牧师就问我哈，神对我说不要讨人的喜悦。那么你想这句话是什么意思呢？
And Sylvia immediately said to me, you know what God wants you to do, but you don't do it because you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
那么我的太太就立刻对我说哈啊说啊你知道神要你做的是什么，但是你不想啊那样做，因为你不想伤害那几个人。
So we see here Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 where it says, Paul says, at the end, if I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
这里就跟就是加拉太书第一章第十节所说的，我现在是要得人的信呢，还是要得神的信呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Now you may think it's something of my imagination, right?
你可能以为啊，这只是我的想象，我的想象力想象出来的。
But God often confirms things soon after the experience.
但是神呢，常常会又再一次的来确定你的经历是否真实的。
So the next morning, I went to work at 8:30 a.m.
那么第二天早上啊，八点半我就上班了。
And then someone came right up to me and stood in front of me.
那么有一个人呢，就来到我面前，就站在我面前。
And then you know what he said to me?
你知道他说什么吗？
He said, you must not please men, you must please God.
这个人就说你千万不要讨人的喜悦，只要讨神的喜悦。
So I was taken aback and said, wow, this is a confirmation, very powerful confirmation.
那么我就真的很惊讶了，我说哇，这个是真的，就是很重要的一个证明了。
So I've never experienced this again, this was a one-time experience.
那么后，之后我没有再没有这样的经历了，这样的只是一次了。
I'm sharing this with you so that you can know that you must be sensitive to God's voice.
Yeah, 我跟你们分享，就是要鼓励你们呢，你们一定要很敏感神的带领。
Most importantly, you must be sensitive to God's voice in the Word of God, the Bible.
特别是你们一定要很专心的跟随圣经里面的神的话语。
And this point will become important later on in my message.
那这一点呢，待会儿就会很重要，在我的信息里面就会是很重要的一点。
Okay, so I'll just try to go very fast, or not too fast, but cover. I don't want to spend too long. Okay, last week I talked briefly about Yahweh. And today I will talk about Yahweh and Jesus Christ.
上个星期我讲了关于亚伟，今天我要讲的就是亚伟与耶稣基督。
And we'll be talking about the relationship between God and the Son of God.
我们要讲的就是神与神的儿子之间的关系。
This is a very complex topic, but I will only bring out 2 points.
这是一个很复杂的话题的。复杂的这个主题，但是我只要很简单的说两点。
Now, first point is that there is no God except Yahweh.
第一点呢，就是除了亚伟之外，没有其他的神。
In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, Yahweh says, I am Yahweh, and there is no other, there is no God except me.
在以赛亚书第45:5，这里说哈，我是亚伟，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。
I'm quoting directly from the New Jerusalem Bible, which uses the word, the name Yahweh.
这里呢，英文版本呢，就是这里就是那个天主。天主教用的一本圣经就是新耶路撒冷版本，因为这个版本里面呢有亚伟这个字出现。
Now this statement is from the Old Testament, but there is a similar statement in the New Testament.
这一句经文是从旧约而来的，但是呢在新约里面也有一句相等的经文。
And of course you know this familiar verse, John chapter 17 verse 3,Where we read, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
新约里面的一段经文就是我们都很熟悉的那个，从约翰福音十七章第三节里，这里说认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
We note the important words, the only true God.
那这里很重要的一个词哈，就是独一的真神。
I'm going to ask seven simple questions, and basically, treating you as school children.
Yeah. 等一下我要问你们七个问题哈，好像把你们当作是小孩子一般的。
Now, this is not meant to insult your intelligence, but I'm making a crucial point.
Yeah. 我并不是想侮辱你们哈，但是不过这是一个很重要的一点。
Now, the first question, at first I was thinking of maybe getting you to answer the questions, but maybe I'll just make it quick and I'll answer the questions for you. They're very simple questions and simple answers. Now, first question, who was the one speaking in this verse?
那第一个问题就是是谁说这句话呢？
And then we know that the person who was speaking in John chapter 17 verse 3 is Jesus, because verse 1 says, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you.
Yeah. 我们知道说这句话的是耶稣基督，那是因为在十七章的第一节里，我们看到说，这里说耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Question number two,Whom is Jesus speaking to?
那么第二个问题呢，就是耶稣是向谁讲话呢？
So from the same verse, we know that Jesus was praying to the Father. Your Father, that's what he says.
那么在同一句经文里面，我们可以看到了，就是耶稣是在向他的父亲说话，因为他说父亲啊。
Okay, going back to the previous verse.Now, in this verse, John chapter 17, verse 3, is the word you singular or plural? That question is relevant in English, but of course in Chinese we know it's singular from the word 你.
Yeah. 第三个问题呢，就是这里说的那个你呢，究竟是单数或者众数呢？在中文里面就很清楚了，因为说得很清楚是你，不是你们哈。但是在英文里面呢，就是同一个字哈，就是你和你们就是同一个字，所以要问清楚。但是中文就完全没有这个问题，你就是有一个人呐。
So that is that issue is only relevant in English, but the Greek language, the Greek text has the singular you.
Yeah.当然这个问题只是针对英文圣经的，但是在那个希腊原文里面呢那个字呢是不是很清楚是单数的你。
So that means there's only one person who's the only true God.
那就表明说只有一个人哈，只有那个人是独一的真神。
Now question number four, who therefore is the only true God? Is it the Father or is it Jesus Christ?
那么第四个问题呢，就是究竟谁是那个独一的真神呢？是那个父亲呢，或者是耶稣基督呢？
We know that because of the word you, that the Father is the only true God.
那因为从那个你那个字，那我让我们知道呢，让我们看到就是那个父亲就是独一的真神。
So question number five, if the Father is the only true God, does it mean that Jesus is not the only true God?
第五个问题就是，如果那个父亲是独一的真神，那么是否就是耶稣基督就不是独一的真神呢？
So which means we see that Jesus Christ excludes himself as God, and he makes a distinction between God and Jesus Christ as they're, you know, they're two different persons.
那就表明说耶稣基督呢，就是把自己与独一真神呢是分开来的，他。清楚的说明呢是不同的，他自己不是那个独一的真神。
So now, when we compare the two verses that we have looked at, the one in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 5 and John 17 verse 3, if you compare the two and look at the words highlighted in red, you would see that, well,Okay, maybe you go ahead. Sorry, make it too long.
Okay, because okay. I'm halfway, yeah, I can't translate.
Okay, on one hand, in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, only Yahweh is God. There's no God besides Yahweh. And then John 17, verse 3, the Father is the only true God.
就是 当我们把这两段经文和以赛亚45章第5节跟约翰17章第3节放在一起来比较的话，我们就看到了以赛亚45章那里说到很清楚的指出，只有亚伟 是神，因为除了亚伟以外再没有别神。在约翰17章里面 就也清主耶稣基督就说到了，你独一的真神，那个你是指那个父亲，也指出呢，只有父亲亚伟就是独一的真神。
So which means Yahweh is the father of Jesus Christ.
那就表明了亚伟就是耶稣基督的父亲。
Finally, question number 7, the last question, is the most difficult question, yet the easiest question.And the question is Jesus God?
那么最后一个问题呢，就是最重要的，是可以说是最困难的，其实也是最容易的问题，那就是耶稣基督是否是神呢？
Now, this question is both easy and difficult.
这个问题呢，可以说很难，也可以说很容易。
This question is easy for school children.
对于那些小孩子来说呢，这个问题是很容易的。
But this question is very difficult for long-time Christians.
但是呢，对那些已经多年的基督徒了，那这个问题呢就非常困难了。
Now, if you tell a child that the Father is the only true God, they will know that Jesus is therefore not God. Very simple, right?
如果你告诉一个小孩子父亲是独一的真神，所以他们就会知道耶稣基督就不是独一的真神了。
Now, children listen to God's word in an honest and good heart, just like Jesus says in the parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
因为孩子他是用一个单纯而善良的心来听神的话语，正如主耶稣在那个撒种的比喻里面所说的。
Now, the Lord Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, that we read, at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
这里是主耶稣说的话，在马太福音11章25节那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
The Lord Jesus was not primarily talking about literal children, but he's talking about people who listened to God's word and accepted in simple trust.
这里主耶稣并不单单指那些就是那些真正的那些小婴孩小孩子，他是指那些用一个单纯而善良的心来听神的话语的人，那种又有那种孩子一般的心。
And we can see, let's see whether you can see what is the clear message in the following two verses. Let's see whether we canSee the clear message which is conveyed in the following two messages. Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, here we have. Okay, so in Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 19, we read that a certain ruler asked him, that is Jesus, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?And Jesus answered, Why do you call me good?
这里路加福音第十八章十八到十九节说，有一个官问耶稣说，良善的父子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
That's right. Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. Why do you call me good? Oh, no one is good except God alone.
耶稣就说, 啊, 为什么你说我是良善的呢? 啊, 除了神以外呢, 没有任何人是良善的。
Now, as you see in the red words at the bottom, there's a bishop of Birmingham, a bishop Montefiore, who says that in this verse, Jesus is explicitly denying his own deity.
那这里在下面一行那些红色的字就说这句话，他说了这一句话，就是这个人呢，他是 Birmingham的已故的一位主教，他就说这一句，从这一句经文里面呢，耶稣就很清楚的否认了自己的神性。
Now, Jesus is good and Jesus is perfect, but what he is saying is that God is the ultimate origin of all good.
当然主耶稣是好的，他是良善的，他是完美的，但主耶稣所要说的，这里所要说的是，只有神呢，是一切良善的源头。But
in saying that, he is thereby rejecting or denying his own deity.
同时呢，他也是在这里，就是从这一句经文里面也看到了主耶稣，他就是否定了他自己的神性。And
here's the second verse.
跟着呢就是第二段经文，where
the apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6, yet for us there is only one God, the Father, from whom all things come and for whom we exist. And one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things come and through whom we exist.
这里就是使徒保罗所说的话，哥林多前书第八章第六节，然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
So we see that Paul clearly says that there is only one God, the Father, very clear. And as children of God, can we hear the voice of God in His Word?
这里使徒保罗很清晰地说明，只有一位神，那就是父。而我们作为神的儿女，我们是否听到神的声音呢？
Now, if the Bible says that Jesus is not God, then the doctrine of the Trinity cannot be true.
如果圣经说耶稣不是神的话，那么三位一体论的教导了，三位一体论的教义了，就是完全错误了。
Now, what is the doctrine of the Trinity?
那就是三位一体的教义。Here's
a very simple definition.
那就是一个很简单、很简易的定义。
There is one God, but there are three persons in this one God. Namely, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. The three are co-equal and co-eternal.
那就是一个三位一体教义的一个很简单的定义，就是只有一位神。 但在一个神里面呢，有三个位格，就是父神、子神与圣灵神，而这三位格呢是相互同等与永远共存的。Now
this definition comes from theology and not from the Bible.
这一个定义呢是从神学而来的，不是从圣经拿出来的。Okay,
so here's a picture of Dr. Charles Ryrie, 1925 to 2016. He died earlier this year in the month of February.
这张照片就是那个 Charles Ryrie 博士的，他是刚刚前几个月 2016年的2月才出世的，从1925年到2016年。
So he died at the advanced age of 91.
他91岁的，很高寿才去世的。He's
very well known in the English-speaking Christian world.
他在说英语的基督徒中间，他是很有名的一个人。He's
a long-time professor of systematic theology at Dallas Theological Seminary.
那个名字太长了，我要看。他是这位博士哈，这位先生博士，他是在Dallas 神学院的长期教授啊，系统神学的，他在 Dallas 神学院啊教导系统神学的教授。
Now he has two doctorates, and one of them from the nearby University of Edinburgh.
他有两个博士学位，其中一个是就是在附近的爱丁堡大学颁发给他的。
He has written 32 books.
他写了32本书。
His most famous book is the Ryrie Study Bible that you see over there.
他最出名的一本书就是这个 Ryrie 学研究圣经。
Which sold 2.6 million copies.
这本书呢已经卖出了260万册。
And most importantly, he's a very fervent Trinitarian.
最重要的就是他是一个很热心的三位一体论者。
And he wrote a book called Basic Theology.
他写了一本书叫做《基本神学》。
Now, I'm not sure that you can see the subtitle there. It's a popular systematic guide to understanding biblical truth.
那么远你们可能看不清楚那个副题哈，它的那个副题里面说一本普通的系统性的带领哈，以明白以了解圣经的真理。
So we know that the words biblical truth means that everything in the book will be based on the Bible.
因为
From the words of biblical truth, that means it's going to be based on the Bible.
因为这里说到圣经的真理，提到圣经的真理这一点，所以那就表示说里面这本书里面的所有都是代表圣经的。
On pages 89 to 90 of the book, he makes a very astonishing admission.
就是在在那本书的89页到90页那里呢，这位 Riley 博士他写了一段使人很惊诧的文字。
I'm quoting the exact words of Dr. Charles Ryrie.
这是我直接的从那本书里面的就是摘录出来的。
Okay, I'll read it in English and then Sylvia can read it in Chinese. And it says here, he says, it is fair to say that the Bible does not clearly teach the doctrine of the Trinity.In fact, there is not even one proof text. If by proof text we mean a verse or passage that clearly states that there is one God who exists in three persons. The above illustrations prove the fallacy of concluding that if something is not proof text in the Bible, we cannot clearly teach the results. If that were so, I could never teach the doctrine of the Trinity or the deity of Christ or the deity of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 现在我就读这个中文的翻译，这段中文的翻译你可以在两本书里面找到哈，就是那两本读一的完全人那本书里面找到，现在我念给你们听哈。公道来说，圣经没有明确教导三位一体教义。如果要找经文证据，即找一节或者一段经文，明确说有一位神，他是以三个位格的形式存在的，则一句经文证据都没有。综上所述，如果说没有圣经经文证据的，就不能教导，则这是错误结论。否则的话，我从此就不能教导三位一体，不能教导基督圣灵是神了。
His statement can be condensed into two very brief statements.
这一段说话呢，可以就是把它综合成很简单的两点。
His first point is that the Bible does not even have one proof text that supports the Trinity.
第一点就是说，就是圣经呢，连一段经文呢，它都没有啊，都没有啊，连一段经文都没有明确的说有一位神。
His second point is that yet we are to teach the doctrine of the Trinity or the deity of Jesus Christ.
那么他第二点呢，就说，但是我们呢还是要教导啊，三位一体还是要教导基督的神性。
In other words, he treats Trinitarian doctrine as more important than even the Bible.
换句话说，他就把那个三位一体的教义啊，比那个圣经更重要了。
It is ironic because the subtitle of the book pertains to biblical truth, that is the Bible.
那就是很矛盾的，因为他那本书的 副题目就说是关于啊圣经的真理的。
Now, I don't like to criticize anyone, especially in public, but we're talking about a matter of spiritual life and spiritual death.
我并不喜欢就是在很公开的来批评一个人，但是呢，因为这件事是关乎那个永恒的生命或者永恒的死亡的。
I am sure that he's a very good and decent person.
我肯定他是一个很好的人。
But he inherited a tradition that he had learned from other people.
但是呢，他就从其他的人那面就是继承了那种传统。
So you can say that the fault lies not only in himself, but you know, there's some other people before him who influenced him.
所以错误不单单是他自己，还有其他的人哈，在他之前的其他的人呢，也影响了他。
We need to be understanding because the power of tradition, the power of error, is significant.
所以我们要非常小心，因为传统的力量还有的力量是很大的。
So coming back to the song that we just sang, Ching Ching Ting, which voice will you follow? The voice of Dr. Charles Ryrie, who has two doctorates, two PhDs, or the voice of God in the Bible?
所以我们再来看今天我们所唱的那首歌《轻轻听》，我们要问自己哈，我们究竟听哪一个人的声音呢？是听这个Ryrie 博士的声音呢，还是听圣经里面神的声音呢？
So I'd like to emphasize again that we need to be like little children because God has hidden the things from the wise and the learned, but he reveals truth to little children.
所以我们要向那些小孩子们学习，因为主耶稣说他把这些事向聪明通达的人呢就藏起来，但是呢向婴孩就显出来。
So far we have been talking about the connection between God and the Son of God.
我们一直就都在说神与神的儿子之间的关系。
So the first point is that the Son of God is not God.
第一点就是神的儿子并不是神。
And now second point is that Jesus is not equal to the Father.
那么第二点呢就是主耶稣呢不是与父神平等的。
Now the doctrine where the Father is notWhere the Son is not equal to the Father is called subordinationism.
教导说，神的儿子呢，并不是神从属，就是那个教义叫做从属论。
So the simple definition of subordinationism is Jesus Christ is subordinate to the Father.Which means Jesus is not equal to the Father. Jesus is in subjection to the Father.
这个从属论一个最简易的定义就是耶稣基督从属于父神。换句话说就是耶稣基督不是与父神平等，耶稣处于服从父神的地位。
Okay, so we can look at just three verses.
现在我们来看三段经文。
In John chapter 10 verse 29, Jesus says, My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
这里约翰福音第十章第二十九节，这里主耶稣说，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
So the Father is greater than all, and the word all would include the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说到他 父亲呢比万有比所有的都大，那个万有里面就把耶稣基督也包括在内了。
Now the word all becomes more specific in the following verse, John chapter 14 verse 28.
那个万有所有呢，在上一段经文约翰福音十四章二十八节里面呢就更重要了。
And we focus just on the words written in red, the Father is greater than I.
那我们只是集中在 那个红色的 那个字那里，就是因为父是比我大的。
And then 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, we see the words of the Apostle Paul.
那跟着就是哥林多前书那里说到就是使徒保罗的话。
And Paul says, but I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
这里使徒保罗说，我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
Now the words in red are interesting because we see the word God and not the phrase God the Father.
这里呢说到是神是基督 的头哈，这里只有神一个字，并不是父神，而是单单神一个字，神是基督的头。
Which means that Jesus Christ is distinct, separate, different from God and not merely God the Father.
那就表示说基督与神呢是不同的哈，是区别的不单单基督与父神有区别，而基督呢与神呢是区别的。
And then if you have time, you can read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 24 to 28 when you go home.
如果你有时间，你可以回家去自己看哥林多前书第十五章二十四到二十八节。
And then I'll just be wrapping up very soon. Okay, in the first three centuries of the church, every church father taught subordinationism.
就是在最早的三个世纪早期的教会里，那时候每一位教父他们都教导从属论。
Every church father in the first three centuries knew that Jesus was lower than his father.
每一位教父他们都知道耶稣呢 是低于父亲的。
That means it is a contradiction of the Nicene Creed or the Trinitarian Doctrine, which says that Jesus is co-equal with the Father.
那就说他们的教导是与尼西亚信经所教的主张是相反的，也是与那个三位一体论的教义是相反的。
But in the fourth century, there was a complete reversal.
但是到了第四世纪呢，就是来了完全的改变。
And after the fourth century, the doctrine of subordinationism became heretical.
到了从第四世纪开始呢，那个从属论呢就变成了一个所谓异端异教 的教义。
In the first three centuries of the church, it was the orthodox teaching, but after the fourth century, it became heretical to this day.
在头三个世纪呢，从属论是教会的正统 的教导，但是从第四世纪开始呢，从属论呢就成为异端的异教的教义了，一直到今天都是这样。
Now, don't take my word for it. I will refer you to two important authorities for that very important historical fact.
你们不要单单听我的话，你们可以去看两个很有权威性的书。
The first authority is the Oxford Dictionary of the Christian Church, about 2,000 pages long, big volume.
第一本权威性的书呢，就是牛津基督教会词典这一本词典呢有2000页那么厚的。
Okay, we're not going to read this, but I'll just show to you. If you want to read this, you can download the PowerPoint file.
Yeah. 今天我们不会去读那一段，但是如果你要详细的看的话，你可以去那个网站来下载。
The second authority is this book, The Search for the Christian Doctrine of God.
跟着第二本权威的书籍呢，就是寻找基督神教义。
And then again, we won't read the quotation, but you can refer to the PowerPoint file.
今天我们也不会念把那个择录的词语念出来的，但是你们可以去下载那这一段的文字。
Okay, we'll continue next Sunday on this very important topic of the connection between God and Jesus Christ.
下一周我们再继续来讲这一个很重要的一个题目，就是神与神的儿子之间的关系。
And I'd like to emphasize in closing that Jesus Christ remains very important to our spiritual lives.
那么在结束之前我要强调一点，在我们的属灵生命中，耶稣基督呢还是占有非常重要的位置。
And we can have a great, abundant, joyful spiritual life in Jesus Christ.
我们可以在耶稣基督里面有一个非常充满了喜乐，丰盛的，很丰盛的喜乐的生命。
But we have to understand the truth about Jesus Christ.
但是我们一定要了解那个关于耶稣基督的真理。
So my closing point is this: Are you sensitive to the voice of God in the Bible?
所以我在结束的时候，我就是要问你们：你对于圣经里面的神的声音呢，你是否是很跟随呢？紧紧的跟随着圣经里面神的声音呢？
This is a matter of spiritual life and death.
这是有关那个属灵的生命或者属灵死亡的事情。
So let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。